Okay, so let's get to the finale. I am gonna talk about things that I also saw after the finale a little bit more that I forgot to mention on other podcasts, because this is my last episode until the reunion, which is gonna be on the last day of August. So in a month-ish, so the 31st of August, I'll talk about the reunion. But as of right now, this is my last podcast of Love Island USA Season 8. Alright, so let's get started because I have notes for the last episode. Like I said before, congratulations to Trinity and Bryce. You guys deserved it. They were in first place. I'm also going to say when it comes to Trinity and Bryce. Trinity, you had my favorite dress of the finale. And babe, also to stop the like lip transfer, like, because I've noticed a lot this season, every time you kiss Bryce, he also gets your lip color, which is fine. But a matte lipstick would help, because I don't really see that happening with the other girls, and I've never had that experience in my life where my lip gloss, like lip gloss is, because it's lip gloss, it transferring to your significant other happens, but the lipstick, I've never had lipstick or of any kind like transfer to someone else when I kiss them. So maybe the brand you're using, but yeah, get like a matte lipstick or some kind of lipstick that's not easily transferable to your partner. That would help with that. But that's all the notes I have when it comes to that. I just wanted to mention that like one last time. But like I said, I voted for Anaya and Carl. And like I said before, I was okay if it was first place Trinity and Bryce, and then second place Anaya and Carl, or flip-flop. It didn't matter to me. And how I saw the dates work out, which was the first date was Melanie and the mentor. Second date was Kata and Zach. Third date was Anaya and Carl. And then the last date was Trinity and Bryce. I thought that was telling me how the order would be from fourth place to first place. And that's what I wanted the order to be. Like first, and I was fine with the order, it being that would be the case. As in, Trinity and Bryce were the winners, which is what happened. Anaya and Carl were second place, which is what happened. Third place would be Kaden and Zach, which is what it should have been. And fourth place would be Melanie and the mentor, which is what it should have been. But that's not how I'm just gonna say the girls, for Kata and for Melanie, it was flip-flop on the placements of the date with how the order was. Alright, so let's get to my notes. Kata, we don't hate you. I'm going to speak for Canada because Canada can't vote. Not everybody in Canada can vote. You can only vote for Love Island USA if you have a USA number. You need to change that. I don't know if it... Again, I can't vote for Love Island because I'm not in England. So I don't know if everybody in Europe can vote for Love Island, or everybody in the UK can vote for Love Island, or if it's just England. I don't know specifically, because I can't even vote for that anyway, and I don't get it live. I get it a couple days after. So Love Island USA, I know it's Love Island USA, but I guess that's why they won't let Canada vote, but you should let Canada vote. Like, Canadians can watch it. That's not fair. Come on. Stop being disrespectful to us. We're important too, okay? We watch the show. I'm just saying, because I feel like for Love Island, the whole UK can vote. Not only England. All right. Anyway, going back. Kata, we love you. A lot of people, like I said before, do not like Zach because he has said questionable things. And that's all I'm going to say. I did see Trinity post being, Zach is not this horrible person. I don't think Zach is horrible. I'm not in the train that Zach is horrible. I do agree with Kata's sister where he has said questionable things. But I don't hate Zach. I hate the mentor. I hate ChatGPT. I hate Door. But I do not hate Zach. I do not hate Zach. There's questionable things that he has done. I will say that. But I do not hate Zach. I'm not in the party that hates Zach. All right. Let's continue. Melanie said, Melanie said when it came to us as viewers, when it came to them being in the final four, they don't only see the bad in us, they see the good in us too. No, we only see the bad. You're in final four because we love all the final four girls. We love Trinity, we love Anaya, we love Kata, and we love you. Kata and you are in the final four because we love the final four girls, who are all black women, and specifically they're all black women because Trinity said it, so that means. Because I know, like, some Latinas are like, no, I'm brown. So I didn't say that they are all black. But since Trinity said it, then they all are. And they're the first all black in Love Island USA final girls. And they're all besties, which is great. Going back to it. We saw, there was no good. Where was the good? I have not seen any good. The pictures at the end, if you just saw the pictures, you're like, oh, they had a good time. So they didn't have good times. You were crying the whole time. I think after family day, and then you calm down, like, and then he didn't put enough effort. He has given below minimum effort. And I'm talking about the mentor. He did that one day. That's it. He should have slept on in soul ties. He didn't. You had to sleep in soul. No, you're being too easy on him. No. It's giving me how KK and Keenan was gonna sleep in soul tie. And KK is like, no, come to bed. No. We only see the bad. We only love you. Only we do not like the more. The mentor. And like I said, the Melanie and the mentor, it's like half of us are in support of it. Half of us are. I'm reading my notes while I'm saying this. Half of the people like the drama will continue to come out, just like the producers, and the other half want better. And everybody that's voting for Melanie is like, we're voting for Melanie, but you know you're also voting for the mentor as well. Melanie, when you said there were good times. with the mentor, that's a lie. There was no good times. This last week, because of the last week, after family day, those couple of days were good. There's been glints of moments that have been good. Hashtag toxic relationship. That's how toxic relationships are. There are a few moments. There's a few days, a few hours of the day where it's not toxic. Like, oh, it's your birthday. Here's flowers, and then an explosion happened. So yes, the after this week, like after family day happened, and then you slept, and the 2 days left of Love Island USA in the villa were the good days. The rest were just terrible. You were crying all the time. You were upset all the time. Your spark is gone. The times that I've seen you happy this season are when you were with the girls only. So please stop lying to yourself, my love. You only had bad days with him. Like 98% were bad days with him. The 2% were the couple times that the 2 days left of the villa, and then when he did that date, that bare minimum date, and this is why I and a lot of people are like, oh, he made it up. Oh, that one breakfast, I didn't see him make it up again. Nah, come on, I'm not stupid. Okay, set that. Why were they doing rock, paper, scissors for who was gonna get a massage on their date? Only Melanie should have gotten a massage. We didn't see the mentor get a massage, but I figured he got a massage later. But no. Only Melanie deserves a massage. The mentor doesn't deserve a massage at all. Ham and corn on a pizza is crazy to me. Just like pineapple on a pizza is crazy to me. That sounds disgusting. I would never eat that. I know, like, some people, oh, well, it's good. No. I will eat pineapple, I will eat ham, I will eat corn, but I'm not gonna eat that on a pizza. That's disgusting to me. On a pizza. I wanted to know how they knew the pizza was done. Because they don't have phones, timers, or anything. The production tells them, oh, the pizzas are good now, because they didn't have a timer to set, like, oh, the pizza's done. You know, like, when you make your own pizza at home, I've done it before, or you're cooking in the oven pizza because it was left outside and it's cold now in the oven, and you put it, like, when it's already made, you put it for like 15 minutes in the oven. If you're making it longer than that, I don't remember how long, because it's a long time since I've eaten. I haven't eaten pizza in a long time. And pizza in the Northeast is good. Florida pizza sucks. Anyway. But my question, going back to what I'm talking about, how did they know when the pizza was done? The pizza was good. When they came out, it was cooked, but I wanted to know how they knew it was done and everything. Probably production was helping them with that. Alright, so we're going for a little bit. We're going back to Tierra and Dor for a bit, my friends, because there's a couple things that I forgot to mention earlier on, and I've seen TikToks and Tierra doing this, that, and the other. So I wanted to mention this as well, and I didn't do it with the Tierra and Dora thing. So I just want to do it all here and be done, and then not having to talk about them ever again until the reunion. All right, Tierra has been on many dating shows, and she has 2 different restraining orders from men she dated. She has also said, she's 25 or 27. I know her and Permita are, 25, 27 years old. My question is, was she not in a relationship with these dudes? Was she just dating those dudes and she was in a restraining order? What do you mean, you've never had a boyfriend? And I'm not saying, what do you mean you never had a... You can have your first boyfriend at 25. You can have your first boyfriend at 27. And I'm not judging that. I'm not that kind of person to judge when you have your first boyfriend. But the 2 restraining orders from the 2 different guys that you dated, were you just dating them and they had a restraining order? Were you boyfriend and girlfriend and you had a restraining order? Any more context on that? Because we're dating multiple guys, and then 2 of those multiple guys gave you a restraining order. So, she might have been in a relationship, but I guess, she's considering Dora not non-toxic, I guess, when he is technically toxic. I just need more info. So, he might have been her first boyfriend, or probably not. And I think she came on this show for clout, because she has been on multiple dating shows, and she was asking her sister, when her sister was there, how do I look on TV? What? You're the only one that asked that. Why do you care how you look on TV? You look bad. I don't know why your sister lied and said you look good. You look bad. No one likes how the way you acted. Okay, also, what I want to talk about is you saying you don't have, Tierra saying how she has no friends. No friends. That she felt very... the girls accepting her made her very happy. She was vulnerable. And then on After Sun, the very last After Sun, she was like, I'm not going to be friends with them. I'm not close to. So, again, showing your true colors, showing that you are fake, that you just came here for clout and everything. And I put on here is, you're lucky that this is a reality show, and that the girls gave you a second chance, and Naya has given you a second chance. You didn't deserve that at all. And they're being there for you, and they confiding in you. And I go back, and this part is where I'm going back to Seoul. Seoul said that the girls were bullying her and excluding her. I don't think it was that, because they were very open with Parmita and Tierra. So I don't think they were. I think it's more of the 4 were being closed off and wanted to stay in their couple. I think if they weren't closed off, I think that was the issue. I don't think it was that they were bullying you at all. And I don't get how you think Dora is going to respect you. I don't think the relationship's going to last. a long time because you saw how he treated Anaya. You think he's not gonna treat you like that? Like that? Come on. He's disrespectful. He will treat you with disrespect. I just think that Dor is just a guy that's disrespectful. And you two voting for Bellamy and the mentor, when you know it's a toxic relationship, when you were one of the people that were like, the mentor is acting different. So you're two-faced. And you voted for them? Why? No, come on now. Come on. And like I said before, you said no one has accepted you and that you finally have made friends and the core four were genuinely happy for you, genuinely loved that you opened up and said that we're here for you. We're happy that you guys are boyfriend and girlfriend. You made your boyfriend a girlfriend and then you're shitting them now and being like, you wouldn't be friends with them. Come on. You're fake. You are completely fake. Do not like you at all. Just, and like I said, I think ChatGPT, I think Dor, and I think the mentor, they're all disrespectful men, and they're gonna continue being disrespectful. They might, and the might is a very low percent, in my opinion, will change their ways if they think a girl is worthy for them to change. Alright, so now let's get to the fun part and back to the finale. Okay, so like I said before, the order of the dates, how I thought, was the last date of the whole, whoever was the last date were the winner, and whoever the first date was going to be whoever was in fourth place. But that's not how it went, but it's how it should have went, in my opinion. I loved Anaya's swimsuit before the date. Anaya and Carl's date was a Disney fairy tale. It made me cry. It was my favorite Love Island date ever. And I'm a Disney fan. I am a Disney adult. I love Disney. And to see all of it, their fairy tale book. I loved Anaya's outfit. I loved his outfit. Everything. It gave me Princess and the Frog. It gave me the Cinderella movie with Brandy, and their story gave me more Cinderella with Brandy when Prince Charming was also Asian. So yes, I loved their whole date. It was so magical. Loved it. And Carl showed there are good guys out there. Not that many, but there are good guys out there. So next we're going to talk about Trinity and Bryce. When Bryce said he loved her and then loved Trinity, and Trinity said it back, it was all cute and everything. Everything about their day was amazing. The dancers coming out, it looked like it scared them. It scared me. They came out of nowhere. I think it scared a lot of people too when I saw other people's recaps. Because they came out of nowhere. And I was like, what the hell? So it scared me a bit. Trinity and Kata saying that they're more mature than Zach and Bryce. I completely agree. Also, girls are more mature than guys. I feel like the boys are going to... the boys are going to miss each other like crazy. And so are the girls. But I feel like Bryce and Zach are going to miss each other like crazy the most because they're besties. Carl talking about how he doesn't have a lot of birthday parties because he's born in the summer. Okay, my sister is born in the summer. She had a lot of birthday parties. So maybe it was the community that you were in, or that all of them were out for the summer. Because my sister and I, who are in the... she had a lot of people go to her birthday party, and she was born in the summer. I'm a December Sagittarius. I was born in December. A lot of people didn't come to mine because even in uni, a lot of people didn't come to mine because they were all going home for the holidays, or they all went to their families or somewhere else. So for me personally, I feel like it's more December birthdays, like in university and in schools too, because everybody goes somewhere for the holidays. But I can see like that too for summer birthdays, because people go places for the summer. So I would say it's both for summer and also December holiday babies as well have that issue. I also love, like I said, I loved all the girls' outfits for their dates. They all look gorgeous. They all look cute. I loved all the finale dresses as well, but Trinity's was my favorite. I loved Kata wearing a pink dress. Pink is my favorite color. All the memories from the past that we saw when they went out was cute. We didn't see the girls picking out dresses or doing a speech or anything like that this year. I was shocked to hear that Kata and... I was shocked to hear that Melanie and Anaya never went to prom. Why not? That's so sad. And they were like, this is like prom. We never went to prom. I'm like, aw. I love seeing Kata's friends. Like, I would wish with all the video messages, we saw people that did not come to family day. It was lovely to see Kata's friends and everybody else's family. I have an issue with the mentor's mom. We'll get to that in a second. We'll get back to that. I'm gonna end with that. I loved all the celebrity cameos. Again, Demi Lovato is my favorite singer. I love her. I know she watches Love Island. I know she also saw Vanderpump Rules. Seeing her was amazing. And all the other celebrities as well. Seeing Demi, Sierra, Jordan Sparks, Kesha, Lizzo, Kehlani, Alex Warren. Those are the ones I knew. And then Somber. I only saw Somber in a video where they sang a song with the Jonas Brothers for their 28th reunion. So that was really great to have celebrity cameos. When Kehlani was like, I love you girls. You got some of you boys did better along the way. And I'm like, the mentor didn't do good. He's still the same asshole. He didn't really improve. And lastly, and certainly not least, and then we're done with this. And I'm sorry if you can hear noise in the background. That's my dad being loud. I'm so sorry about that. trying to find somewhere else that was quiet. Last and certainly not least, before we end the podcast, Dementor's mom. Alright, and we're leaving this at a bad note because I know there's going to be drama in the finale because of things that have come out. Alright. Dementor's mom, really, you're proud of everything your son did. So you're proud that he has lied and deceived multiple women. Told women, you're the one. Lied to Melanie, put it in her face. All of it. All the bad things he has done, you approve of it. Okay, I'm glad you didn't come to family day because you would have been like, remember how everybody, how the mentor's dad was like, I wasn't gonna come, and I came to lecture you how that's not how you treat women. So you would have, I'm not here to celebrate, so you would have came and celebrate, girl. No, you were supposed to raise a good guy that treats women with respect. You didn't raise him right. Your son is a menace. You should not be proud of anything that he did. You should be lecturing him right now. But I guess I would have lectured him. Even if it's a goodbye, I would have lectured him. I said, and you know what? What I would have wanted the mentor's mom to be like, say something like Kehlani said, did you get and be like, you did some things that were wrong, but you're trying, or something like that. But no, you're lying and saying that, and you're being like, oh, I'm proud of my son. You shouldn't be proud. Your son was a menace and so disrespectful. He treated all the girls disrespectfully and didn't put effort. He put below minimum, in my opinion. With all the girls, especially Melanie. Melanie deserved better. I wouldn't be proud of him if I was his mom, to be honest. I would be very disappointed. He deserves to be yelled at. And that's it. That was the finale. I will talk to you guys after the reunion and do a recap on that. I feel like there's going to be a lot of drama, a lot of things that they haven't seen that we're going to talk to you about. It's going to be in a month. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon in another podcast. I got a text! Is over for now. I love you guys. Bye! And again, sorry for the background and my dad being too loud. Literally, I went in a specific spot to record this to not have any background noise, but he's being too loud and rude as always. But yeah, this is not about me. But I was trying to make it quiet, and sorry about the background noise if you could hear it. If you can't, that's what's going on. All right, talk to you guys soon. Bye. Last and certainly not least, congrats to Ariana Madix for her Emmy Award. She deserves it. I loved her. I loved all her moments with the girls, the Casa Amor, Casa Amor, and all her moments with the ladies. Love that girlhood, girl power. And that's it. Talk to you guys next month. Bye. About Love Island USA, the reunion. Bye.